Hey there, I am Heidi Powell, and you have made it to Heidi's Lane. I am a mom of four beautiful kids, a health enthusiast, and an entrepreneur who, just like everybody else, is learning to navigate the joys, the grief, the love, the messes, and everything in between on this beautiful highway we call life. Now, nothing is off the table here in my lane, so I invite you to cozy up, grab a cup of coffee, join me right here on my couch for real, raw, vulnerable conversation that hopefully helps you learn and grow through this journey with me. I am so grateful you are here. Welcome to Heidi's Lane. Hi, welcome back to another episode of Heidi's Lane. So this is a little intro to the most live episode probably you've ever listened to is coming. So bear with me for a minute. I actually recorded this week's episode a couple weeks back. I packed up my equipment. I brought it to Utah with me as I was embarking upon another leg, I'll call it, of my healing journey. And this thing that we're going to talk about today, with the special guest who introduced me to it and has helped me tremendously. But this thing has surprisingly, very surprisingly to me as a skeptic, it has become one of the most effective tools chemically and physiologically and spiritually, emotionally in my journey to healing. And you guys know me by now, and the things that I find work best for me are the things I want to scream from the rooftops in hopes that they help you, you know, or at least lay it out for you to see if this is something that could help you. Now I recorded this episode and I didn't realize until after, when I was re-listening to it, I never properly introduced my guest. So I was like, all right, do we want to re-record? No, because there are moments in this podcast, again, that are so live. I'm literally sitting in a chair doing a treatment, getting ready to do a treatment. I actually have an IV in my arm. That is a little, that's a hint as to what this episode's about. And my special guest, Corey Fowler, who is the owner of New Life Medical in Utah, was sitting there with me and chatting and really explaining and diving into this method of healing that's just been so beneficial to me. So I'm very excited. We're going to be talking about the treatment, the IV treatment that I had done. And I have actually had a handful of treatments now. And you'll hear all about my experiences. So first things first, let's give Corey a proper introduction. Corey Fowler, he is a board-certified family nurse practitioner. He's also a member of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, as well as Utah Nurse Practitioners. He completed his undergraduate degree in nursing at the University of Utah. He then graduated on the Dean's List from Westminster College with a Master of Science in Nursing, a family nurse practitioner concentration. Corey is BLS and ACLS certified and has critical care experience as well as experience working on acute and chronic illness in a home health setting. He enjoys caring for individuals, I can attest to that, he very much does, and their family members across their entire lifespan. He believes in using an integrative approach to delivering holistic, patient-centered care with an emphasis on disease prevention and health promotion, helping patients with mood disorders using IV ketamine has become another passion that has shown tremendous promise. Now, it doesn't say it in his bio, but I'm going to add it. I said it at the beginning. Corey is the owner of New Life Medical and New Life Med Spa, where they do so many treatments to just optimize the human body and help people avoid pain. It's really awesome. I'm so great. Not just avoid pain, but heal their bodies. Last part of his bio, because this is the most important part, Corey and his wife have four children. They enjoy spending time together outdoors, especially camping, swimming, and riding ATVs. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy my time with Corey Fowler. It was really beautiful to me, and I hope you love this chat as much as I did. Today, I'm doing something totally different than I've ever done before. And I don't know, I hope this podcast is loved as much as I'm going to love recording it. I have someone super amazing here. I'm not trying to hold his hand. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm not trying to hold his hand. My hand is out because I have an IV in. I'm here with Corey Fowler. Did I say your last name right?
Yeah.
At New Life. He's with New Life Medical. Do you own the place?
Yeah. I'm one of the partners here. Yes, I am one of the partners here. Yeah.
I'm here in Utah. And I only have one mic, so we're going to have to hand this back and forth. We're not going to focus on what's happening with the camera over here. We're only going to focus on the microphone. And so if you're watching this on...
We need to know where our hands go.
Corey asked before he started this, he said, I'll do a podcast, but I don't know what to do with my hands. What do you... That's great.
This seems natural.
I mean, my hand is like this, so you shouldn't feel
bad. Yeah, no, this is good.
There's a guy off screen right now watching this. Look at.
I'm in danger because people are watching.
My hand is turning a little purple. It's because, so should I? I'm going to warm it up. I'm going to warm it up. So I have an IV going through me right now. You're going to need to scoot closer.
Okay.
Because I'm just worried about our.
Our relationship?
I'm worried about the microphone.
Okay. Yeah. We're close.
Yes, we are.
Close. You want to be close before ketamine.
So we just gave you the secret what we're doing here today. So
no. Whoops.
So we are here. This is my third time here at New Life Medical, and I'm doing another ketamine treatment. And this is something Corey has helped me through many times before. And we'll kind of talk a little bit about my experience, but I will say though, for me, these have been some of the most life-changing experiences that I've ever had. And I mean, you know this because you were outside the room. And when you came in after I was done, I think both of the last two times, I think I cried for a while, and you so patiently sat there and listened to me download what came through for me. And I know ketamine is something that so many people have questions about. I think there are questions, people interested, also people with reservations. I love how helpful ketamine can be for me in making it through hard times and trauma. But I want to hear from you what most people come to you for. And kind of what you see, what are the benefits of it?
Yeah, hold this so your arm will get tired because I talk a lot. The reason we started this clinic is because ketamine works. We do it in another clinic and we saw such amazing benefits from it that we decided, hey, we have an opportunity to do another clinic in a few cities over. And so we decided to make this the main focus of this clinic. Ketamine is a medication that is typically used for anesthesia, people that need surgery. For example, my daughter broke her wrist. We took her to the hospital. They gave her ketamine. She was young. She was like 8 years old. They don't like to do general anesthesia, so they give them ketamine, which can knock them down, knock them out, so that they can reduce or reset the fracture and then wake them up. It doesn't slow down respiration, so they don't have to put in what we call an advanced airway. It's just they breathe on their own. It doesn't change that. So it's super, super safe. They do it for kids in surgeries and broken bones. But what they learned is that it has a profound impact on neurologic function in the brain, which significantly improved things like anxiety, depression, PTSD, because the analogy that I use for this is it's like taking a giant high voltage electrical cord, plugging it into the brain, and that traffic just lights the neurons up in the brain, puts so much traffic on those neurons that they actually stretch and grow. Mm. And in doing so, there's more neurologic function. It actually repairs dendritic damage and grows new dendrites. Again, if you can imagine, almost like a fluid pushing that nerve so that it grows and stretches, but it's got a pretty short half-life.
Is that essentially neuroplasticity?
That is neuroplasticity. That's exactly right. I'm trying to make sure I don't use too much terminology. No, I get in trouble for that. So it's like, no, hey, dumb it down.
I think it's great because I know what neuroplasticity is, the word, and a very general definition of what it is, but you explaining more of the physiological and scientific, I guess, definition, yeah, has it make a lot more sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you do that, and ketamine therapy, they found that you need 6 treatments, mm-hmm, to get enough stretching and growth that there's a lasting effect.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really great alternative. I call it a more permanent solution. Does 6 get you to 100% for the rest of your life? Not usually. But it provides enough benefit that a booster once or twice a year, and people are off of their antidepressants. They have a completely different outlook. And if I were to summarize the overall how this works, is people say that it changes the way they process information.
So I love so much of what you just said. And for everybody listening, I want you to hear, like, what I'm translating from what you said is people come. Am I okay to bend my arm like this?
For sure.
Okay. I'll just do this just in case. People come to you who may have anxiety or depression or trauma, or what are some of the other symptoms that they might have, or someone listening might have?
Yeah, one of the ones I like to talk about a little bit is PTSD. Just because it can be difficult. Mm-hmm. When you put traffic on those neurons and there's trauma in your past, you remember a lot of that trauma. And I remember your first experience, I'm sure you'll share, but it was really cool. Yeah. But that can be difficult. And so your experience when you're under ketamine, which, by the way, as you know, you get significantly altered. It's disassociated, which means you can have out-of-body experiences, feel like you're a speck, not a human. I was the rings of Saturn at one point, which, yeah, was a burnt orange color wrapped around the planet Saturn. Anyway.
I don't want to interrupt, but it is really the coolest thing. Dissociation is when, like, you essentially are removed from your body. And so what Corey is saying is real. My last experience was completely that way. So was my first, but I had some really cool experiences in both of them. So if people are coming to you for anxiety, depression, trauma, PTSD, essentially you're saying that ketamine treatments, preferably 6 doses over, I think you've told me, 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, 3 to 4.
Okay, 3 to 4 weeks.
Sorry, 3 to 4.
Yeah, and that's kind of what will help heal these issues, correct?
That's right.
And that's a big claim, because there's a lot of things that say we heal depression or we heal, and this is actually something that has been scientifically and medically proven to do this, correct?
That's right. Lots of studies on ketamine. They're all over the place. And to be honest with you, I sometimes question why I went into healthcare, because I'm a cynic and I question, well, whose study is it? Who's backing that study? So I'm always very careful when people say, oh, well, the studies show this. Well, who's funding that study? Who's financially invested? I like to put my eyeball to the microscope, and my eyeball is my patients, the stories that I hear, the success that I see, and the lives that are changed. Like, it is truly incredible.
Yeah. And I can totally, you know that I've had really powerful experiences. Here's what I'm going to say. I was very, I'm not here trying to tell anyone that they need ketamine. However, I do believe that this treatment might be more powerful than some of the other treatments that are out there for depression and anxiety. I'm not a doctor, but for me, this did help tremendously. And I will say I was the biggest skeptic. Like, I remember before I came to you the first time, it was something where I was so scared of ketamine, because what I had heard of ketamine was what happens, like, on the street, right? When people are getting it black market and their ketamine trips, it's kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of different substances that are abused. And when something's abused, it is a very different outcome or output experience than in a clinic, right? And so I was very nervous. It actually took me a couple months before I finally came into you. And even before I had done it, I listened to podcast after podcast on ketamine. Andrew Huberman has a really great podcast where he dives into not just the emotional benefits, but like the neurological scientific benefits. He talks about like the chemical makeup of the substance, why it's good for the body. And I've since done more research, because I'm having something with my body right now, or the past few months, where there's just inflammation. I think we all have inflammation, right? And I'm very aware of my body more than most people. And so I notice inflammation that other people wouldn't notice, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, that was a huge thing before I came to do ketamine. I looked it up. I'm like, man, if this is a pro-inflammatory, I don't want to do it. And actually, do you know what I found out? Mm. Ketamine is an anti-inflammatory for the body.
Yeah.
Like, it actually reduces inflammation in the body, which is awesome for me. So if there is inflammation, I love knowing that I can rest assured that going into treatment to treat a whole host of things that I have, right? Is not only going to just be okay for my body, but it's actually going to help my body, help my brain, help my emotions, help my spiritual side, because it is a very spiritual experience for me, and help physiologically with some of the issues that I'm currently having. Yeah. So I kind of want to talk, like, I feel like we should talk about experiences on it. So first I want to say, I think my friend had asked me not long ago who was going to be here with me tonight, and she's not here because she had some things come up. I'm going to get a treatment tonight. This is my third one. And she had actually asked, she said, okay, what to you, Heidi, what are the benefits of ketamine? And I immediately had said, well, ideally, I would do the 6 treatments in 2 to 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it is. But right now in my life, it's not realistic. I really do. And I've only used you guys for this. And so to find a place in Arizona feels like a big challenge, to find someone who cares as much as you guys. Like, I wish everybody could fly to Utah and come see Corey, because from the moment I walk in until the moment I leave, and sometimes I'm here for an hour after crying and processing, he and his team are so kind and so generous and just really make me feel like I'm okay and I'm going to be okay. And you make me feel safe to be vulnerable. And so I want you to know, I really do appreciate that so much.
Thank you. It's one of our goals. We try and create an environment where people feel very safe. They feel like they're at home. There's no, it's judgment-free. You know, we take all the safety precautions as medical providers that we're supposed to take, but we want people to feel like, I can really let go, and I know I'm in good hands, and that's probably our top priority, is safety and comfort.
I love that you say judgment-free, because my friend who was going to come was like, well, what if I start crying? And I said, well, I did start crying, and I think Corey's seen a lot worse. I mean, it is, I would guess, knowing that. Okay, so let's say this first. What I had told my friend was, there's 2 different benefits for me. There's a psychological benefit, or the physiological benefit, that would be more if I could get my 6 treatments in. Is that right? And I want to do that. And then also, for me, there's a humongous, and this might be more powerful to me than the other, there is a humongous spiritual benefit for me. Because I feel like when I sit in this chair with intention, which I know is something you guys are so big on, and I want you to talk about that in just a minute, but when I sit in the chair with intention and I let myself go, I feel like the medicine, while it's working and creating neuroplasticity and opening up my brain and actually healing my body, I feel like the medicine also shows me lessons that I need to learn. Like, it actually present, it's like, I feel for me, and this might sound crazy to people listening, but I actually feel like, for me, it's a God thing. And I feel like God is like, okay, you're out of your own way right now. Mm-hmm. Like, your conscious, or that captain of the ship, the conscious part of your brain, is behind you. It's gone. I removed it. You removed it. You made the choice to remove it. I've had some really powerful things. I've had some really hard things. It is a God thing for me. Can you tell me, because I only know my experience, can you share, without obviously giving names or anything, because you wouldn't anyway, but what do some of the other people that come in, what do they experience?
A lot of people have their own individual experiences. Some people simply see shapes and colors. Other people just kind of see light or dark. I've had people swim with mermaids. I had one patient that walked through a meadow with Jesus. And honestly, in response to what you say, that there's a God element involved. If you have religion or you believe in God, I encourage people to go find God. One of the things that I experienced personally in one of my treatments is I went looking for God. I wanted to walk with Jesus in a meadow, but I couldn't find him. But what I did find is a beam of light that went in both directions for forever. Like I was in outer space, but there was this bright beam of light that went forever in both directions. And it was close to me. It was like 8 or 10 feet. And as I came, the closer I got to it, I felt extremely intense feelings of love. And when I got close enough to touch it, the only way that my mind described the intensity of the love is that it was God's love. Mm. I'm like, I am touching God's love. And I was like, it is literally indescribable, the feelings of joy and love that I had. And so I tell people, like, if you're religious, go find God. And as far as setting the intentions go, sometimes those are the intentions. Go find the best version of you. Go find the path that will help you overcome that trauma. Go let go of whoever has offended you or whoever needs to be forgiven. And sometimes that's themselves. Mm-hmm. And so setting intentions is being positive and optimistic. And these are the things that I want to improve. And they don't need to be overly specific, but at the very baseline, you need to be positive and optimistic that the chemical is going to go and improve how you process information.
I love that. So one of the things you said to me the first time was that I was really nervous. And you had said, hey, just a heads up, this medicine, I don't know what word you used, but it was something like it's easily influenced or something like that. Meaning like what I took it as and what I believe you were saying is wherever your head is when you go into the medicine is where your journey will go. And if your head is in trauma, like if you're thinking about your trauma or you're thinking about worst case scenario or there's so much fear overtaking you, then you're gonna go there. Like it's gonna amplify what's there. And you had said to me, you said, look for deity and look for God and look for light. And I will never forget that. And I actually was like, oh man, all the bad thoughts get out right now because I want that. And I think that's my, I mean, that's kind of my quest in life is to like, I'm always trying to figure out, and maybe so many other people are, but I'm always trying to figure out what's on the other side. And I've probably never had an experience that felt like the other side more than my second treatment here. So both of them were powerful. And I'll talk about my first one in just a minute, but my second treatment, I was actually trying to explain this to you the other day, I think. I was a soul. I was not my body. It was actually, okay, so everyone listening right now, my man, my boyfriend's behind the camera right now, and it was...
Dude is handsome.
He's really great. He has some really nice tattoos, you know, and a really great heart. But I don't know if I told you this part of it. He and I, the day before, so 2 days prior, he and I had had our first date. He conveniently missed his flight the next day. And it actually turned into, I cleared my day because it was, we had spent months getting to know each other prior, like literally no flirtation. It was all just because we were trying a different path. It was like, I want to know you before we step into anything else. And he was on board and it was awesome and beautiful. So the next day we spent an entire day together, and Corey and everyone listening, it was the most, I've never had a better date in my life. We did like Optimize, which was like, we did cold plunge and sauna and biocharger and breath work. And we went to Target and got Legos and we built Legos. And I don't even know what we did for dinner. Cause like, we like sat on the couch and talked. It was 16 hours, like no physical, like it just was two people connecting, and it was the most amazing thing. So then I come here the next day and I did the treatment, or maybe, yeah, I think it was the next day. And I was a soul. And I remember being like, my body is down on that chair at New Life Medical. And I don't know if I'm ever going to go, if it's ever going to go back to, because when I was there, I felt like I belonged. Does that make sense? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, the unknown, the other side, the afterlife is so scary to me, but I'm here and I see how I belong here. And I had no shape. I had no form. I was a speck of light. And the saddest part of that, the only sad part of that was it thinking I wasn't going to get to go back to explore what I had, this amazing human that I had been talking to and I had met, who was had just a great soul himself, all of the different things. And honestly thinking, wait, did it not happen? Because your human experience kind of disappeared, or my human experience had disappeared, because I was there in that moment with actually my dad's energy. So I wasn't a human, he wasn't a human, but I was with his soul or energy or whatever you want to call it, or spirit. And it was really awesome and just confusing, but so good and so powerful. And so I think my biggest lesson there was like, I'm not scared of what's next. But yeah, I think it was a super cool experience for me to like, in feeling like there's nothing to be scared of, you know? And that was powerful for me. And I think after you sat in here, it was that room over there that I was in, and you sat there and listened while I cried and was like, I believe that God maybe has certain tools or avenues for us to actually tap into the part of our brain that puts us in contact with the spiritual side. And I think this is one of them.
100%. Couldn't agree more. I've had this, like I said, my beam of light was indescribable love, and I've never experienced anything even close to that. And a lot of my patients say the same thing, that they find deity and I think honestly, whatever that element is, that whatever this chemical does to the brain that allows us to kind of experience that realm, is what frees people from trauma. It's what makes people process information differently for triggers of anxiety and depression and finding hope and light. It has to be some type of an element of tapping into exactly what you're talking about.
There's for me, there's so much fear there that still exists since Dave passed a year ago. It kind of amplified the anxiety and mostly the fear. So that PTSD that we had talked about was huge when I had come in the first time. And I think mostly what it was and still is at times is, oh my gosh, my body is so temporary. What happens when I die? What if there is nothing? I know I believe in God. I go to church. I want, you know, Jesus, all these things. But still, because we don't know, we don't really know. We can have faith and we can believe. And so to be able to come in here and experience something that was like, oh, like the spirit world is here. Actually, I think I was in outer space is where I was, but we're all here. We just can't see it. Like everything is here all around us. Yeah. And actually that first time, I know you have to go pretty soon.
No, you're fine. Okay. I want to say one thing for people that maybe don't believe in God. Yeah. That's fine. It doesn't mean if you don't believe, you're not going to have these experiences or get the same benefit. But you will recognize a higher power of some sort, whether you call it the universe or something. You will connect to something that sort of gives you a tangible element of faith, right? Something's out there. We're just these little beings, but there is a power out there that cares, that knows you, and that can fix you and help you. So I just don't want people like, well, I don't believe in God, so it's not going to work for you. And that's not true. If you don't believe in God, it doesn't mean it's not going to work. But it will connect you to some form of a higher power where you feel like something cares about you, that there's more meaning to life than maybe what we could see with our eyes. But it'll tap you into a sense that we don't tap into very often. You experienced this. You like went places and had bonfires with people, I think, if I remember right, which was a really cool experience. Most people don't get that visual. So you had like a real cool experience. And some people get that. I don't. I see colors and shapes and textures and lights, but everyone's experience is different. But you will recognize a higher power. It's cool.
And I love that you just said that. And I even would go a step further and say, if anyone listening is like, well, I don't even want to believe in a higher power. Like, it's just, I'm on this earth, we're organisms that are living and then we die. I would also argue that you will have an experience that unlocks a part of your brain that you could not otherwise unlock. And I believe anyone would say, well, for, let me just say what I thought after. I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe some people live and die and never experience what I just got to experience. Because when you say God's love, one of my experiences was, I said, this is what Christ's like love is. Like, we talk about it, we hear about it in the scriptures, they preach about it in church, they say like love one another, but like this is actually what it is. So I definitely hear you on that, and I love it. And also, I like what you said when you say you see colors, shapes, and numbers, because there are parts where I do too. And so if anyone has an experience where they're like, oh, that's all that I saw, I firmly believe that whatever your experience is what your experience is meant to be. Yep. Have you ever had someone not have an experience?
I've had people have like pretty mellow experience where they're just floating and they don't see a lot of shapes, colors, lights, or anything. We've definitely had that. And that doesn't mean it doesn't work, because those people will still come out usually after their 6 treatments and be like, man, these things used to bother me, or these things used to trigger me. And I handle them very differently. I process that information differently. I had one patient come to me and say, and this couple was like yoga masters. They literally go to Mexico and get trained on being yoga masters, and very in tune with nature and being self-aware. And her husband's an artist, right? The guy just speaks in a whisper. He does. I'm not kidding. He has a whisper voice. And so she comes to me, and after her second infusion, she goes, I go, how's it going? She goes, honestly, I think I'm getting worse. And I was like, oh, okay, tell me more. And she goes, I've just been a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, she's going, and I was like, okay, let's do number 3 and see how things go. She comes back after number 3 and she goes, I think I figured it out. And I go, what happened? She goes, well, for my whole life, I've been a little bit of an internalizer. When things bother me, I internalize it. I just bury it and like, well, we'll get through it. We're okay. We just handle everything with peace. And I'm like, it's great quality. But she was still burying things that maybe disagreed with her. Or she wanted to state an opinion but didn't want to have confrontation. And she goes, so I started kind of expressing my views, my opinions to my husband, and I wasn't doing it very nice. And he was like, yeah,
or he wasn't used to it.
No, he was like, she was really coming at me. I don't know if you heard that, man. So she goes, but then I recognized what was happening is that stimulus was coming into my mind, and my mind is used to going down these loops of here's how we process this information, but let's go a different way. Let's express, let's see if we can actually feel better about this situation. So she would express her viewpoint. And when she realized that she was just doing it aggressively, she changed it and said, oh my gosh. And so she had a different delivery. She controlled the delivery. And she's like, it's beautiful. Like, we have a great marriage, but I feel way more heard and understood than I ever did before. And it's drawn us closer together. And I'm like, what a beautiful story. So she's actually the one I got. She says it changed the way I processed information.
So it was kind of like a weak muscle. She didn't know how to express herself. So when she did it as a result of her infusions, she was a little rusty. But then over time, kind of everything, you know, you become good at it. I would also say it's like any form of therapy or life coaching. If anyone listening, or you, Corey, I mean, we've done a lot of therapy and coaching, and it gets ugly before it gets better. Like, there have been, we do some couples coaching and some couples therapy. We do both. And there have been times where I feel like they're trying to, like, I'm like, are they, like, we'll go in and be like, everything's good, let's just talk about, you know, da, da, da. And they, like, the coach will almost find something to dig up, right, that exists that we're bearing because we want to keep the peace or choose the path of least resistance, which might work now, but in the long run, that doesn't work. So it definitely, sometimes we leave the session more upset at each other than we were when we came in. But that is the path to healing, whether it's healing personally, healing as a couple, or whatever. And so this is essentially doing the same thing. It might make it messier at first. But like with exercise, right? You're going to be sore, it's going to hurt, it's going to be painful, but if you stick with it, you're going to have results. It's just, and then I love that you said some people just float 6, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, they don't really have much of a thing. I will say there's a part of me that's like, I've had two really powerful experiences. I feel like it's unfair because they're really great. I got closure with Dave in one. I got closure with my dad in another. I don't even know how this is happening, but I have. And I'm like, I'm bound to have an experience that where I'm like, what the hell? These are just colors and numbers and shapes. What's happening? But knowing that it's like, that is also like working out. People expect that when they work out to see results, it has to be a killer. And they have to be sore and not be able to walk after. And the reality is, the best workouts are the lighter ones done consistently over time that don't actually make you sore, right? That's how you get results. And so here, I think what I'm hearing is whatever, if you choose to do this or you have, and your experience wasn't like mine, whatever you yours is exactly what it's meant to be. And just trust the process.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Trust the process. Your experience is not going to be like anybody else's. And that's because everybody's situation in life, their histories, their past, their experiences are different. So everyone's experience will be completely different. And let go. That's my advice when you do it. We have good music. We lay you back in a nice, comfortable recliner. We get you comfortable with blankets. And we tell our patients to let go. Go find God, let go. And your mind will float off and the chemical will perform its miracles.
I love it. And then the only thing I would add is bring a notebook, which we all have our phones, so maybe you don't need it. I put mine on my phone. Because I like for me, I typed out every thought I had right after, right? And then I went back to it 6 months later and it's like I learned again from what I had typed and what I had experienced back then. Did I tell this to you? I'm going to tell this to you. And if I already told you, sorry, I'm going to tell you again. But someone had once told me the 25-25-50 rule of any experience. And I believe it applies to this just as much as or more than anything else, truly. So they say when you commit to an experience, so if you're contemplating coming to New Life Medical or doing ketamine anywhere, really. I really think you need to make sure you go to someone who knows what they're doing, who can offer comfort and support and all of the things. So I would not go to anyone, which is why I don't do it in Arizona. But they say from the moment you commit to doing it until the moment the experience starts. So like for me, I'm almost started, right? But that month period of time or whatever it is, they say you get 25% of what you're meant to get from that experience. And you're like, well, what? Nothing even like went into my body. I don't even understand how I could get anything out of it. And the logic is, well, think of all of the things that popped up that told you you shouldn't go, or all the doubt, the fear, all of the things that you overcame to get you to, for me, this chair right here, right? And then the next 25% from the moment the treatment starts to the moment it ends, which how long is a treatment?
Treatments are typically 45 minutes to, okay. to an hour, yeah.
45 minutes to an hour, I get 25% of what I meant to get from it. So all of that magic, like my truly experience with Dave, you know, and my experience with my dad, that's only 25% of what I meant to get from this experience. To the rest of my life, I get 50%, the other 50% of what I'm meant to get will arrive and manifest. And it's so true. Like the lesson, there was a lesson, my first experience where I still believe I was with Dave. I mean, you know, people can be like, you weren't with him. It was your mind, whatever. I want to believe I was. And I actually think I was. But there, and it was the comfort and the closure that I needed at that point in time. I really did. But also inside of that, I had the most beautiful lesson. Like I was a statue inside of my experience and I was rising like this and there were little mini statues around me and they were men, like mini statues of men. And no offense if you're a guy I've dated in the past, sorry about this, but the reality is I'm a fixer, right? And these men were not just any men. They were like toy soldiers, but they were wounded men. And I heard myself say to the wounded men, I've given you everything you need. Now it's up to you to do this yourself. And that was so powerful to me because I have had many experiences where I've given the support and the love and maybe even been the lifeblood that a man needs. And instead of allowing them to do it on their own, I keep trying to fix and make better. And it was my reminder of, okay, no, it's time for me to be the statue. I'm not going to be a statue. I'm going to be kind, but also I'm a queen and I want my king, right? Who knows how to, I can't keep fixing. I can't. And it was such a beautiful thing for me that has truly guided. I think that was 8 months ago. It's guided my last 8 months. I have to constantly remind myself of that experience. So thank you. Thank you for providing this for me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for just being a safe place. And thanks for hopping on a podcast with me, Corey.
How'd I do with my hands?
I saw it a few times. I was like, what's he doing? Like touching his head? Scratching his armpit. It was so weird.
No, we really appreciate coming, Heidi. Your experience, I think, can change a lot of people's lives. Just sharing what you went through, sharing your experience, how it helped you through your trauma, your past, getting closure, that's huge. Like, that can literally change outlooks and perspectives and really lives. People are kind of held back by a lot of the trauma in their life. And through your experience and sharing with your followers, I think a lot of people can benefit. So appreciate you coming out, making the trip. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, so if anyone wants to find you guys, where do they go?
So our website is newlifemedutah.com. You can look us up there. We are on Instagram, New Life Medical Utah, or New Life Med Utah. And then our phone number is 801-87-HAPPY.
I love that. 801-87-HAPPY.
801-874-2779.
We're currently reading it backwards, yeah, on a poster we're seeing from behind.
I don't call us a lot, but that's our
801-87-HAPPY. Just call Corey.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening. I hope you found some benefit in this. I'm sure you did. And if you have any questions, just email me or go find Corey's Instagram. Go ask him questions. He's awesome. All right. I love you guys. Corey, high five. Thanks for joining me on Heidi's Lane as we navigate this amazing and often humbling highway of life together. As always, it's been such a joy to have you here with me, and I hope that through our conversation today, you found at least one gold nugget or one thing that resonates with you that you can use in your life to help you live a life you love, because each day truly is a gift. I appreciate you being here. I see you, I hear you, I love you. Until next time, I am Heidi.